It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. Back in the early days of college hockey, there used to be just one captain. Those rules have changed. R.H. Bob Peters.
The rules changed whereby only the captain could speak to the referee or an assistant captain. And supposedly that person had to be on the ice at the time. He couldn't come over the boards. So I think that had a little bit of an influence in having more than one captain that could speak. And then there was another funny rule too. For a while, the goalies could not be captains because they weren't allowed to cross center ice, you see? And they weren't allowed to cross center ice because that was put in to prevent both goalies getting into fisticuffs. And there are more, you know, there are more players now too. In terms of, it used to be, you dressed four defensemen, one goalie, four defensemen, and nine forwards. Well, you can't do that anymore because it's just too fast a game, too rugged a game too. I think in the National Hockey League, you'll see a captain and two assistants. But it's not unusual at the collegiate level to see a captain and three assistants. And I should add one more thing. There's probably a good deal of leadership potential at the collegiate level. More boys that have that touch with people, that are leaders. And to give them an opportunity to develop and participate as leaders, as captains. That was kind of my attitude.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.